High Court Judge Joseph Musakwa today granted bail to Beatrice Mutetwa, accused of obstructing the course of justice during the raid of five staffers from Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's research department. Mutetwa was denied bail by a Harare magistrate last week on the grounds that she was a flight risk. The magistrate feared Mutetwa could interfere with the investigations if released, but Justice Musakwa today gave Mutetwa her freedom after spending over a week in jail. Justice Musakwa, who described the rights lawyer as a forceful and aggressive but professional and dignified combatant, said the magistrate had erred in refusing Mutetwa bail by reaching conclusions purely based on speculation. He described Mutetwa as an outstanding legal practitioner and a good candidate for bail. Justice Musakwa said the relationship between the police and legal practitioners should be out of mutual respect for each other because hostility is detrimental to the justice delivery system. He said three officers who arrested Mutetwa could have contained her if she made a scene on the day Prime Minister Tsvangirai's staffers were arrested. He said the police allegation was weak. The ruling was delivered in a packed courtroom full of legal practitioners and also attended by renowned African-American actress Alfred Hudard and Mary Kerry Kennedy, daughter of former U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy. One of her defense attorneys, Harrison Nkomo, explains the latest development.
Yes, the High Court, specifically Justice Musakwa, has overturned the decision of the Magistrates Court denying Mrs. Mutetwa bail, and she has been admitted to bail on basically three conditions: that she deposits $500 and she resides at the given address, and the final condition is that she doesn't interfere with investigations. Look, I'm personally happy with the ruling of Justice Musakwa overturning, obviously, a very wrong decision from the Magistrates Court, but I must emphasize that this thing was not necessary.
Meanwhile, the Law Society petitioned the co-ministers of Home Affairs, the Police Commissioner General, the Attorney General, the Justice Minister, and the Chairperson of the Judicial Services Commission, expressing its displeasure over Mutetwa's incarceration. The Society's President, Lloyd Mishi, says they were appalled that an order granted by High Court Judge Charles Ungwe ordering Mutetwa's release was ignored by the state.
We are not saying lawyers cannot be arrested. We are saying a lawyer should not be harassed when their duty is only to represent their client.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.